It's out of my control. You just, the things I can focus on are my preparation and my performance. So I really like our quarterback room and our coaches and everything like that. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I guess you can only control what you can control. So I can't worry about that.
Thanks.
Scott, obviously you had all of last year and whatever to prepare for this season, but how did you feel tonight when it kind of maybe in your final audition?
I thought, like I just said earlier, I thought guys just played well all together on our offense. I thought, everywhere across the board, offensive line, receiver, running back, everyone that played, I think, showed up and played well. So, and we got 10 points early from Matt and those guys, so that got off to a good start and just kept it rolling.
Do you agree going home tonight feeling like you played them to the best of your ability, or is there still those could've, would've, should've?
Yeah, I think you're always hard on yourself. I'm definitely pleased. I think our whole offense is pleased with how the game went. But I'm sure when we watch the tape tomorrow, you'll see stuff that you can improve on, like every game. But I thought it just, as a whole offensive unit, guys really came and played out and played well.
Scott, what did you see on the touchdown jam?
We had a man beater route on, and really we had a really good call for that situation. We've all seen Jeff has a great deal of speed, so he beat his guy off the line and made a nice catch.
I saw you fist pump after Matt falling through that first touchdown. It's like you're competitors, but you're really pulling for each other. Just talk a little bit about how this backup quarterback battle has gone, but at the end of the day, it seems like you guys are best buds.
Absolutely. I think I like our room, and first and foremost, they're great guys. It's truly been the most fun I've ever had playing football, having those guys in the room, I think. And they keep the mood light, and it's been fun in that regard. So, you spend so much time preparing for these games that you're always happy for the other guy's success just because you see how much time we put in it together. So, it's nice when it shows up on game day, too.
Have you ever alternated like that in this kind of setting, back to Wisconsin, where you're going back and forth?
Yeah, actually, last preseason, we did it by series, actually against the Chiefs when I was with San Fran. That's a little bit harder just because you're kind of in and out juggling. It's tough to get into rhythm, but I thought for the most part it went well tonight.
So you're able to kind of get into a rhythm? It kind of disrupt things at all?
No, I don't think so. I thought, just like I said earlier, as an offense, the offensive line played well, the running backs played well, the receivers played well, so that really helped our momentum.
How would you kind of assess your whole summer here then?
I think really you're just, every day you're just trying to get better at something, and I'm really lucky, honestly. It's a really good coaching staff here, and then obviously playing with Matt and Aaron, that's a lot of experience in this offense, so you learn a lot every single day, and it's been a great experience for me, and I really have enjoyed it, my time here.
Scott, what are these next 2 days like for you?
They're tough, no matter what, I think, because it's kind of out of your hands. So you just control what you can control, and it's just tough because, this room will never be the same. As far as everyone on the roster has to be cut, so you build some great relationships, and you're here all day, all hours of the day, so you meet a lot of guys, and it's never easy. I think these are the two worst days of the year coming up.